Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I often see on Facebook some of my English friends, they would just have a bit of fun and a bit of a laugh around an Afrikaans word. Ek weet, kom vis maar eerlijk, daar is een paar Afrikaanse woorde wat, vir mense wat nie Afrikaans is nie, is dit maar snaaks. Dit is maar snaakse woorde. Dit is ongelooflik cool van die Afrikaanse taal. Ek dink dit is een van die gunsteling dinge van Afrikaans. Is dat daar woorde is wat ons besit, wat ons gebruik, wat onmoontlik is om te vertaal. And when you directly translate it,
Then it's a mess.
It's a mess, and it's a funny mess as well. a good example of this would be something as simple as springmelies. If you had to directly translate springmelies, it's like jumping corn, but it's not what it is. It's popcorn, right?
Springmelies.
Trapsuki. I mean, it's like a descriptive language. Sure. Ons beskryf goed so verskriklik mooi. Ons omskryf het mooi. Trapsiki, if you had to directly translate it, it means step softly. Doesn't it make sense? Have you watched a chameleon? Daar's niks wat so meer versigtig trap as a trapsiki nie.
A trapsiki.
A chameleon. Is daar woorde wat jy by die lys wil sit vanoggend, wat jy wil byvoeg? Afrikaanse woorde wat net Afrikaanse mense sal verstaan, wat net Afrikaanse mense kan besit en gebruik, wat onmoontlik is om te vertaal. Ek het 'n paar kaartjies vir Afrikaans is groot, as jy by die lys kan voeg volgend. 084-850-0942. Op die lyn is Falco van Babsfontein. Ek is Falco.
Morning.
What an interesting name. That's a really cool name.
Thank you very much.
there was a band in the 80s. It had a massive hit, like a one-hit wonder, named Falco, and I can't remember the song. Maybe you were named after that act.
I don't know actually, but I'll make sure to ask my mom.
I'm gonna Google it now. All right, Falco, which Afrikaans word do you find amusing?
Well, I've sent in a few actually, but I think Bromfo and Jagluiperd and Skoenlapper. If you translate those to English, it's quite interesting, eh?
Skoenlapper. Translate it.
Shoemender.
Shoemender. Ja, nee, kyk, dit is... wat is 'n bromfoel? I don't know, wat is 'n bromfoel?
Praat jy nie van bromponie nie?
Bromponie.
Nee, dit is 'n bromfoel. En veral in die wildtuin. Dit is swart... Ja, dit is 'n swart voel, 'n roofvoel met soos 'n rooi lel onder sy...
Okay.
Ja, onder sy bek.
Look, let's just be honest. If you don't have a word for something, you just describe it. Dit is hoe die ou mense, goed genoem het. Is ek reg? I mean, a great example of that is, the Afrikaans for giraffe is kameelperd. Weer eens. Lyk soos 'n perd, bietjie soos 'n kameel, hy is 'n kameelperd. Verstaan jy? So you just describe it, then we come up with a name for it. Falco, thanks for that, it's my bad, appreciate it. 084-850-0942, wat sê jy?
Goeiemôre Martin en span. Wel, daar is 'n woord wat net ons Suid-Afrikaners gebruik, ja. En dit is die woord mos. Ek gaan mos die vakansie see toe. En dit is net ons Suid-Afrikaners wat dit sal verstaan.
And there's no translation.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in a conversation with an English person, you use the word mos, they know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because there's no... What would be the translation? I see someone also said on Twitter, there is no translation for the word voetsak. Is ek reg?
Ja, en jy kan hom met enige van ons 11 amptelike tale gebruik.
Ja, you can't, like, go away.
No.
Go away. Leave me. Sack. You know what I'm saying? It's there, Papa. You know exactly how you feel about that moment. Voetsak. No translation.
Martin, ek dink een van daai woorde wat nie in Engels vertaal kan word nie is vasbyt.
Vasbyt. Vasbyt minda. Hang in there.
Yeah, but vasbyt. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Bite onto is the direct translation talking about.
Hi Martin, Maldivie van Centurion. Ja, daai Afrikaanse woorde wat mens nie so kan translate nie. Ek dink enetjie van hulle is lekker karfoefel. Karfoefel is 'n mooi beskrywende woord. Maar probeer bietjie Engels een van kry.
If you don't know what the person's talking about, but you heard the word karfoefel, I think in any language you...
Yeah, you get it.
Jy verstaan so bietjie wat daar aangaan. Daar's baie effe en goed is, nê? Nee. Monique.
Hello.
What word amuses you?
Kattebak.
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 The cat bowl. I know. I often wonder about that one. How did they get to that? hoe die ou mense aan kattebak gekom. Verstaan jy? Ek het die Model T Ford. You know what I'm saying? It must go back to like the first car. Kattebak, because that is a boot.
Dit moet iemand wees wat 'n kat haat, want dis nie 'n hondebak nie. Iemand wil die kat in die boot gesit het. Hoe lelik is dit?
Kattebak, cats, cats ball. Have you tried to put cats
anywhere
in one space together?
Someone who hates a cat.
Where did that come from? Thanks, Monique.
Goeiemôre. Wat van 'n woofie kardusie?
A woofie kardusie. Liesel, do you know what a woofie kardusie
no.
is? It's a takeaway.
Doggy bag.
What? Ek het ook al gehoor van 'n brakkie sakkie. Dis my nog snaaks.
A brakkie sakkie.
So next time you're at the nice restaurant there in Rivonia, morning
side. Witte brood is natuurlik 'n ander interessante Afrikaanse woord.
White bread. White bread, if you had to translate it. Like, where did that come from, man? Witte brood.
Definitief nie van honeymoon af nie.
It's stouts. I feel like carbs. I feel like white bread.
Voor Martin en Span. Ja, ander een is moer koffie.
Moer koffie. En ek kyk papa. Moer koffie. What is the English for moer koffie? It's coffee beans.
Just filter coffee.
Nog 'n woord wat hulle nie kan vertaal nie, is kakkerlak. Dan weer gaan 'n bietjie skeef uittrek.
Kakkerlak is 'n probleem, is 'n problematiese woord. Ek weet nie wie die eerste persoon daar gedink het nie. Die ding lyk my kakkerlak.
Die Afrikaanse woord windgat. As jy dit direk vertaal, is dit 'n windhole.
A windhole, 'n windgat. Hey, once again, you can't replace that word. Verstaan jy? As iemand windgat is, dan weet jy mos nou. En dit is nie net nie wat is die woord voor die beskrywende oor die bevoeglike naamwoord. It doesn't need any description before that.
And you'll know exactly what the person means.
Martin, 'n woord wat my ek laasweek gesukkel het was voorop die wa. Ek sukkel nou nog om vir die Engelse persoon te verduidelik wat beteken voorop die wa.
Front of the wagon. I obviously goes but Bobby talking about wagons. Kom ons wees nou maar eerlik, voortrekkers, the front pullers. I mean that's once again you know it's just descriptive. I guess that back in those days the kids probably were sat at the back of the wagon. And if you sat at the front of the wagon with the adults, then you would be a bit... dan sê jy a bietjie voor op die...
Well, dan as jy voor.
How do you describe that to an English person?
When you are being... beans? I don't know.
When you're precocious.
Yeah.
Forward.
Oorig. Afrikaanse.
Maar dit stille Afrikaans.
Ja, as 'n kind oorig is, verstaan jy? Like jy's voor op die waal.
Een van my ander gunstelinge en is een woord, 'n twee gat jakkals.
Oh boy. You two-faced. Doesn't have the same kind of, it's not the insult that you want.
En die oorsprong is natuurlik baie lekker visueel. It's because it is a jackal which has two holes from which it can escape. So when you try and catch it.
Oh, thank goodness. They just can't catch it.
Wake up. With Martin Bestrom. Breakfast.
Here is the undisputed heavyweights on morning breakfast.
All I want is
breakfast show in your car.
Yeah, that's a great show.
At work.
You just make my day every day.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.